Okay, let's move on to the next section about coming out. We use the phrase to mean revealing your sexual orientation to someone. So I'd like to ask the speakers, how out are you in your social circle, to your family, to your friends, colleagues, classmates and acquaintances? Maybe can you tell us a bit more about that and how difficult or easy it was for you?
Okay, I'm very, very out. Most of my friends know about me. And some people in my school whom I don't even know about me. And my family knows about me. My sister found out because we both share the same MSN thing. So my friend one day thought she was talking to me. Then she mentioned the L word. Then from there, you know, my sister started questioning me. And
so your sister knew what the L word was?
Oh, no, the lesbian word. Not,
oh, okay.
Not the L word, yeah. I came out to my mom 1 year after I came out to myself. Why do I choose 1 year? Because I had to wait until my A-levels have passed. Then everything, you know, if anything blows up, you know, I don't have to worry. So that was a practical thing for me. And as for my dad, never mind. Doesn't need to know.
Oh, yeah. So you haven't told your dad, but you've told your mom, and she's okay with it now.
And my boss is PLU himself, so yeah, I'm out to him, definitely. Yeah, I'm mostly out. Even the juniors in my CCA, they all found out about me, even before I came out to them. And we're very open about it.
How do you tell someone that you're gay or lesbian or...
Oh, I usually just say I'm not straight instead of the word lesbian, because I think sometimes it scares people away. Like, it's such a shocking, scary word. It was for me when I was younger. Lesbian was a really scary word, so I try not to use the word lesbian in case they go like, you know, I just say I'm not straight. So it gives them the idea that, okay, maybe I may be bisexual or something like that.
How is lesbian a scary word?
Because it was very demonized in secondary school and primary school.
What's associated with it? Like, is there some negative?
There were a lot of homophobic instances. Yeah, like, for example, my friend, she was a lesbian, and she had a lot of bad peer pressure from other people. They kind of, like, talk behind her back and gossip, and that sort of made me stay in the closet far longer than necessary. So I was really, really scared of the word lesbian at that time. Internalized homophobia. So I chose to say I'm not straight instead. And... yeah, most of the time when I come out to my friends, I just tell them, oh, I'm into girls, I like girls, that kind of thing. I'm not really into guys.
Oh, and then they that softens it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the general reaction has been neutral or positive?
Well, I had a lot of Christian friends, and because I'm Christian myself, they would use the biblical argument against me. Oh. I had a lot of bad reactions from Christian friends, and... it was quite hard, because there was one point of time where I almost decided to walk away from God forever because of them. Yeah.
Okay,
but for the non-Christian friends, right, it was mostly due to ignorance when they don't accept me. But most of them were cool about it. And I've met some people who were really supportive. So that kind of made things easier. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll ask you more about your experiences with homophobia in the next question. Angie... coming out, how out are you, and was it easy, difficult? How do you do it?
Coming out to my friends, I think most of my friends are pretty supportive. Some of them are here today, sitting in the second row.
Yay.
So, yeah. They were pretty alright with it. But I lost one friend who was very, very homophobic. She's not even Christian, so yeah, she just thinks that it's wrong.
She has no excuse. Okay, that was a joke, by the way, no offense to Christians, yeah.
Yeah, so that was for my friends. I was out to closer CCA friends, yeah, because I kind of like displayed pictures of Nicole and me on the wall, and they walked in and they saw. How I would come out to my friends would be, I tell them about my, I test them first, ask them what do they think about it. And from there, I try to bring it across. Yeah, it works most of the time.
So, kind of gently and not all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, I can't just jump in front of them and you know, and say, hey, I'm lesbian now. And, you know, yeah. So, they are quite okay with it, lah. For my family, Everyone knows, my mom, my dad, my sister. My mom took about 1 year to get accept me as what I am. I didn't really tell her. I just started to bring my girlfriend home, and she suspected. So she would crisscross me and question me, and there were a lot of yelling sessions for like 1 year. But I was staying in the hall at the time, so it was easy. I could just hide away. But so after a year, she told me that, you know, she just approached me out of her own initiative and told me that she thinks it's okay.
Oh, so that was the point where you knew that she accepted it.
Yeah, and the best part was she tell me that she's actually happier that I'm with my girlfriend than with my ex-boyfriend.
Did she say why?
She treats me better.
Okay.
Yeah, and she does things for my mom as well. So she managed to earn brownie.
There you go.
Yeah, my mom really loves her, no? She like cooks soup for her and everything. Yeah, then my dad, he suspects, so he asked my mother about it. He said, our daughter is gay, how? And then my mom said, like that lah. So, that was it lah. And then my sister, when she saw me on Friday, she said, you're a lesbian, I knew it. And then she did like a dance and a jump, and like she said, yes, I knew it, and I was right all along, you know, and now I prove my point that I knew it all along, kind of thing.
And she was fine with it too.
Yeah, and she likes my girlfriend better than my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay. So your family members actually think that you going out with a girl has been better for you overall. Like, they think you're happier.
Yeah, and they stand on her side too when we squabble.
Probably has to do with who the person is as well, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Jean.
Coming out to family, right?
Yes. Family, friends, do you come out to your colleagues or acquaintances?
Well, I'm not as lucky as the younger generation. I struggled with me being gay for a long, long time. And I think...
For how long approximately, do you know?
Well, I only started using the word that I'm lesbian and when I'm gay when I was only like 21, 20. Now kids start at, what, 16? Like, sorry, kids.
progress.
Sorry. Yeah. And I think that, and I was in the closet for a long time, and I think the thing that really changed my life in a way was that when I came out to my sister in an argument. I mean, she's a staunch Catholic, so I'm like expecting her to tell me to go to hell. So, but she said, so what? Then I knew it about 10 years ago. I was like, okay. And she said that you don't have to care about what people think or say about you. I mean, as long as you're happy, that's fine. And when it comes to my parents are Chinese educated. And in their context, they have no idea or they cannot imagine or verbalize what being gay means. So the best way to come up to them for me was to bring my girlfriend home, try to, you know, secretly slot some Chinese lesbian book, your kids are gay or something
secretly.
Like that.
Secretly?
Yeah, like
reading around.
I think that when I was in the closet, I bought a book from Times and it was like the gay and lesbian history, Stonewall, and I wrapped it up because I was so in the closet. And then 10 years later, well, after I've been through quite a bit, the difference is when I was tearing out that cover. I mean, I think that action of tearing out that cover means a lot to me.
That was coming out of the closet.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not as fortunate as the kids here, so very jealous.
So your sister knows, your parents kind of know.
They know that I'm with a girl, but they can't imagine in their head. I think that's what a lot of us face as well. And I do not. I think that there are many ways to come up to your parents. You don't have to say that, oh, I'm gay, take it or leave it. Then if they have a heart attack, then, you know. So when I started coming out, I started to take part in the community. I was involved in Safe Haven for many years. I met people who will tell me in my face that I should be killed because I'm gay, according to the Bible, in my face. And I was the past chairperson of pre-community church. Then after that, I'm with PLU and Sioni and so on and so forth. I think that awareness plays a big part. And I think that sometimes the younger generation take it for granted what the others have done for them. Yeah, that's what I think.
Uh-oh. Okay, Weiling.
Just to make Jean feel worse, I also came out to my softball teacher. So I didn't just came out to my parents, I came out to my teachers as well.
Okay, I'm not out to my family, but I think my mother suspects. And but she accepts it, but she doesn't come and ask me. I'm out to two of my straight friends. Yeah, and I have no big conflict or struggle when I was trying to come out, because I don't think it's a process that you can force. For me, I think you come out to a person when the person is ready, you know, to accept you, and not when you are ready to tell the person, and the person must sit and listen and accept you. So for me,
how do you tell if someone's ready to accept?
Well, I suppose you can test the water and stuff like that. Because if I know, if I were to tell my mom that I'm a lesbian, I'm sure she will, you know, keel over. So I'm not about to do that. So yeah. So I didn't have to struggle, and for me it's, yeah, I choose who to come out to.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get to that there's another question later about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Some of you might have experienced homophobia. Do you have any one or two, maybe more particularly memorable experiences that you can share?
Okay, I had one that stood out in memory in primary six. My best friend was a lesbian, and I was very close to her, and she was very open about it. But one day, while she was receiving the award for most courteous girl, right, she went out on stage and all that. Then the coolest girl, okay, in my primary school said, how can she be the most courteous girl? She's a lesbian, you know? So that kind of like shocked me, and I was very scared. Yeah, that was one. But the second one was when I was in junior college. I actually liked this female friend of mine, and I came out to her like 1 year ago already. Then the thing was that she didn't know that I was in love with her, but my friend told on me. So she started avoiding me. And one day I asked her, why are you avoiding me? Then she started talking, oh, I know what you're thinking, I know what you're feeling for me, etc. And then she asked me, why don't you change? And the thing was that she has been asking me this same question many times while we were friends. And I always told her, no, I won't ever change, and I can't change, and can you don't ask that question anymore? And this was the umpteenth time that she asked it. And to me, she could have said, you know, I don't like you, I reject you. That would have hurt less than asking me to change. So I was really, really hurt. And I started crying right there at the canteen in the junior college in full view of people right after school. And it was so bad because I was like, you know, everywhere leaking. I decided just to get out of school. So I walked out of school. I stormed off school, you know, with just a water bottle in my hand. And as I walked out, I threw the water bottle very far because I was so, so angry and so hurt.
Frustrated as well,
yeah.
Yes.
So I walked out of NJ for like 10 minutes. Yeah, I was from NJ. Crying and waiting for my crying to stop. Then I realized that, oh shit, I left my bag in school. So I had to walk back to school and get my bag. And they were already looking for me. She and this whole clique of friends who knew about me and knew that I was in love with her. And they were all Christians who believe in the fundamental ideology, you know. Then I walked back. And then they started chasing me. So I started running. Then I ran into a toilet cubicle and I locked myself into the toilet cubicle. And they chased me into the toilet cubicle. And there I was standing at one side of the door, and there they were at the other side of the door, and we were arguing back and forth. And I was crying, and luckily there was tissue paper in the toilet. Otherwise I would have been in trouble.
The one advantage of being in the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then while we were in the toilet, we had a lot of like ideological arguments and about homophobia and all that.
Wow.
And I was really angry. I felt really attacked because it was like 5 against 1. And the whole process continued for like over an hour. We were just arguing in the toilet. And it was so long, right, that they even had to take out the cleaning in progress sign and put it at the door, because the school had ended and there were like students coming out trying to use the toilet. So they were like trying to stop people from entering the toilet so that they won't know that there's this massive commotion inside.
Yeah, it sounds very dramatic.
It was the most drama moment of my life. And yeah, that was the next day felt like the worst day of my life, because I felt as though I had no friends. That no one understood me, that, you know, everybody around me was homophobic, nobody accepted, everybody wanted me to change, and all that. And I think that was the catalyst that made me decide to look for gay friends, because at that point of time, I didn't have any gay friends at all. And I was just hoping, right, praying that somehow gay people one day will fall into my lap. I don't have to do anything, I will just meet them. But then I realized that if I don't do anything, right, I'll never ever meet gay people. So I decided to do something to change my life.
Yeah, good for you taking the initiative.
So I went to PPC, and that's a very long story. Yeah.
All right, maybe for another time, yeah? All right. Homophobia. do you have any experiences with it, like any particularly memorable ones?
I think most of the people around me are actually pretty decent. Like, homophobia would just be like that one friend that I lost and some guys who tried to save me from being lesbian.
How? What do you mean by tried to save you?
They tried to seduce me lah. So that I'll be with
some sacrifice, huh?
Yeah, they self-sacrifice, you know. Yeah, other than that, homophobia would be, I think there's this straight guy on Friday he's a straight man, and he just went on, and he's Christian. So, his would be the worst case, because it was long drawn. I argued with him, like, for months.
Do you know him?
I don't know him at all.
He's a stranger.
He's an absolute stranger. He just asked me, how can you be gay and Christian at the same time? And then he showed me some scriptures from Sodom and Gomorrah and some crappy stuff.
That's when you got into the argument with him.
Yeah, for long, man. Months, you know. I even set up a blog when I was so mad, and I realized that he's repeating his arguments. To make sure. I said, you go read the blog. If you have anything else to say, tell me.
That's pretty efficient, yeah. Okay. Consolidating all your arguments, eh?
Okay. Yeah, that was about it. Then my mom, who got over it, you know how she got over it? She said, she looked at all her straight friends. You know, my mom's era is like 50 plus. Okay. Then a lot of her friends are in marriages and they're not particularly happy. So she said that being straight doesn't mean you're happy. And
well said.
Yeah. And there was once in an argument, I asked her, Mom, do you want me to be happy? And she thought for a while, and she said, of course, I'm your mom, I want you to be happy. And I think that was the turning point for the both of us. Yeah.
Thank you. Jean.
Homophobia. I think that because I volunteer for some GLBT groups, I think the worst kind of homophobia is the internalized kind.
Do you mean by internalized homophobia?
A number of years back when we used to meet, then they will close the door, draw the blinds, lower your voice, please. Don't want the neighbor to know that we are gay. Or they were like, my gay friend, East Coast, hey, like, oh, guy, gay man. They were like, hey, sister. No, the NS guys walk past under his platoon. He was like, hey, allow it, you know. Suddenly, he would change. I think sometimes out of internalized homophobia, we do things to hurt each other and just to prove to ourselves that we are straight, or we do things to ourselves. I don't know, I've seen gay people cut themselves, want to go and kill themselves. It comes out in all kinds of ways, your self-esteem, your confidence as a person, depression. So, to me, I learned to be proud of myself and not allow homophobic people to get to me. Yeah, so it's more, that's my journey.
Okay, Mei Ling.
I think homophobia, I think my experience with that, a lot of it comes from the net. I think in all the women's sites, sometimes when they write and they post, they think they are not. But as they post and as they write, if you read it, they are homophobic.
And what kind of comments do they post?
I mean, that makes stuff you and all.
You mean they post homophobic comments, and then you figure out later on
and
that they're
when you read it, you know okay. you know it, okay? And then I think not so long ago there was this guy in PLU who said that all lesbians will be able to turn straight if they had a dick. Oh, that's in Signal, sorry. Yeah, so so that's one example, and that's a pretty bad case. For me, with my friends, I've never experienced that, so I guess I'm lucky.
Okay, so that was mostly online?
Online, yeah.
And do all of you think it's important to be out, and to what extent?
can I say something?
Sure.
I noticed that when we were sharing, right, when we were talking about to be out, the two of them, they will take it as their right to be out, to be a gay person. While the two of us will say, I'm just highlighting the difference.
She's
we'll
making
say,
an observation,
when we are ready,
yeah.
Then we will tell them. So that's the very clear difference that I just want to highlight it.
Yeah, it seems like it seems like a lot more natural for maybe Elsa and Angie to just say it then. Whereas you, Jean and Mei Ling, you seem to look more for timing and like...
No longer lah, now yeah. I just don't care.
Okay, right, okay, so you become younger. Right, so yeah, back to my question, do you think it's important to be out and to what extent?
I think it's important to be out for myself because, okay, right now I'm entering uni and I've been going for a lot of orientation camps. And at this point of time, it's very sensitive and uncertain. So I haven't come out to anybody in my new uni yet. And the thing was that, okay, now you make me forget what I was going to say. Oh yeah, it's important to come out because for my own sanity. Because for me, I feel extremely, extremely uncomfortable when people don't know the real me. Like I'm in JC, I was so used to people knowing about me and even other people not knowing about me that, you know, I can just be as lesbo as I want in JC. But then in uni, I had to like act like this straight chick, you know, go along with the heterosexual jibes and all that. And it was very, very uncomfortable and I couldn't stand it and I can't wait, right, for the time when I can finally tell people I trust that I'm not straight. Because it's stifling and it's like being in a prison, it's suffocating, I don't like it. And for the activism part, right, I think it's also important to come out because you change people's perspective when you come out to them. Like for my Christian friends, right, you know the five people who were really homophobic? Most of them accept me now. Like even one guy, he told me that I've changed my view on homosexuality.
How long did it take them to reach this point?
Like months after knowing me. It was a really long process. And now for some of them, I can talk to them about gay stuff. One of my friends, the girl whom I like, even told me that, hey, I want to meet your gay guy friends one day. They sound very fun. So it's like, there has been a change in attitudes from bad to good. So I'm thinking, even though if I come out to homophobic people next time, it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world when they have a bad
reaction.
That maybe things can change. And coming out, you change other people's perspective and they will tell other people also and become like a ripple, you know, in the water. And then from there, you slowly spread. I think that's the best kind of activism that you can do.
Okay, thank you. Angie, any thoughts on coming out? Is it important? To what extent?
I think coming out is a preference. It's whether you want to come out. And we do think about timing, you know, Jean. Yeah, we do. I didn't like just jump at all my friends, you know. We go through a gradual process. One of the best way I did it was on Friendster. We just upload pictures of me and my girlfriend. And then people will come and ask, hey, who's that, you know? You attach, you see, you can put your status that you're in a monogamous relationship or something. So,
sort of guess from looking at the pictures?
Yeah, they sort of guess, and they ask, and I'll say yes. And for people outside, well, it's best to come out to people who like you. I mean, if they don't like you, they'll find one more reason not to like you. So, come out to people who like you, and then they will think, hey, you have been gay all along, and I like you, I think you're fine. So actually being gay is fine. And yeah.
By association.
Yes. Hey, psychology. So, sorry. Yeah, so I think coming out is important because of the impact it has. Like she said, the ripple effect, you know. Yeah, that
okay.
We are so normal.
Thank you, yeah. Jean. Yeah, can I ask you to speak a little bit closer to the mic, like you're going to kiss it. Yeah.
Okay. For me, I plan my coming out. I mean, if you want to come out. So I choose slowly a few friends that are close to me. I come out to them. Then I'll bring it to the next stage by coming out to people I'm not so close with. And, then,
Yeah.
But eventually, I allow my coming out to move on to a stage where I can no longer control who knows I'm gay. I had a my face appeared in the newspaper, half a page, for the church, Free Community Church, last year, and everyone in my office were talking behind my back. I know, because I walk into the office, you can feel the tension. Some of the guys came and asked me, "Hey, your paper on the newspaper, you're gay, huh?" Then I turned around, my strategy was, "Yeah, you didn't know, man, I thought we were friends." And it took them by surprise, and the majority of them responded very well, and they know about me, they asked about my girlfriend and stuff like that.
Were you scared by the idea that there are people out there who know you and who know that you're gay, but you don't know who they are?
I'm terrified. The day before they print the new paper, I was terrified. I was like, I'm not going to take the MRT. I'm not going to take the bus. And I did take the MRT, and someone stared at me. They were reading a new paper, then they looked at me. Then I was like, oh, shit.
In the flesh.
Yeah, but I told myself that it's a personal challenge for myself, that there's nothing shameful to be a lesbian. And I wanted to be proud of myself, and that's where I had a strategy about how far I will go.
So you were talking to yourself about it to not feel so afraid. You're basically counseling yourself.
I mean, I have a plan now, so it's not so bad. You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Well, I wouldn't walk out to people, to friends, and say I'm gay. But if they ask me if I'm gay, I will say, yes, I'm gay. It's like, what is it to go out to somebody and tell somebody, hey, I'm straight? To me, it's no big deal, because it is who you are. Yeah, that's where I stand.
Okay.